Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're just popping in so quickly. It's not an ad.
This is not an ad. We're not being paid for this.
This is not
an
ad. No, we're just giddy. We're just excited. We just have to spread the news.
Yeah.
Everybody ringing the bell in the town square.
Yeah.
Everybody come on down.
Roll up, roll up.
Roll up, roll up. Today, the day that this episode comes out, at some point over the course of that day, the NHS are launching a campaign for like their talk therapy services, which, as you know, Seffi and I have both proudly been users of.
I'm currently in. I've got my last session tomorrow.
What? Oh god, how timely.
I know. Oh my god, that's crazy actually.
Yeah.
I kind of hadn't
so at some
that.
Point over the day, we're a part of the so wanky to say we're a part of the campaign actually.
We are.
At some point in the day we will be posting about it. We're not being paid, like it's not an ad, we're just excited about it. You know, we always tell you if you're in England and you can access
NHS
those services
therapy.
You definitely should. Yeah. Anything to add?
We love the NHS, we love therapy. Go
God save the NHS.
Go,
yeah, God bless the NHS.
Reach out if you need help. If you're struggling at all, it's a great place to go.
You can speak to your GP and you can go to nhs.uk/talk and do like a self-referral. But the therapy you can get can be online, it can be over the phone, it can be face-to-face, etc. Just it's so worth getting yourself, it's so worth prioritizing yourself.
And to be honest,
way.
Just get on the waiting list.
All right.
Should we say their catchphrase actually? Should we say that, what is it?
What's that?
NHS talking therapy referral? Your best decision.
Your best decision.
Your best decision.
I thought you were going to say, blah, 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 live well or something. It's like, where have I got live well from?
Isn't that like a yogurt?
Yeah, probably.
It's like, Atma,
live well.
Live well. I don't know.
Isn't it like, just do it? This can't go. This is ridiculous.
I think it's, I'm loving it.
I think it's assume the worst.
The worst.
This is me.
Yeah.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
And this episode is, I would first of all say some really nice company if you're not feeling too hot, if you're not feeling too great, feeling a little bit isolated, you've been hibernating, feeling a little bit on your own, a little bit lonely. We're here for you. We're talking about attracting the right relationships. We're attracting the people that we actually want in life. I feel like this is such a nice episode. We really had a great time. Hope you enjoy. Well, you know what I'm going to say?
What are you going to say?
Cambridge has not yet been and gone.
Jesus Christ, we can't do every episode with this.
I think we can. Just a reminder, because it's the kind of thing that I would hear and
people
be like,
people are going to think it's like fucking a big mental. Deal. It's like us getting married. Please come.
It's the kind of thing that I would think, oh, Cambridge, yeah, I'll go to that. I want to see Seffi and Wing. And then I would forget about it. And then I would just be like, oh, shit, I missed it. Oh, that's annoying. And I didn't go and I'd be a bit bummed. But so if that's you, Harry, I now speak directly,
to, directly
you,
to you.
Come to Cambridge.
Yeah. See you there.
See you there, hopefully. Anyway, anything else to add? Notice board.
Nothing else on the agenda.
Just
why
like
don't you move
it
straight
so
to
boring.
Item one,
loneliness. Yeah, item one on the agenda. Everyone's feeling lonely.
Wow, yeah, we were just reading through everyone's responses we asked on our Instagram, Seffi and Wing. You already know it. What makes you feel lonely? And God, there were some heart-wrenching tales.
It's a funny question to ask. I was like, we're really cooking you while you're down. It's like, what makes you feel lonely? It's like, go on, tell us. It's
and
like,
the one that we've written just before, it was, what knocks your confidence? Next slide, what makes you feel lonely? It's like, Jesus
honestly,
Christ.
It's like, God, give me a break.
Like these, I've got to unfollow these people.
Shall we start?
Yeah. I think we were already talking about one that I really liked.
Okay.
It was our friend Jade once again.
Classic.
But she, what was it she said? I can try and find it. Oh, I found it. Here we go.
Yes.
So a lot of people were saying things like the classic things that make people feel lonely, like FOMO, sort of being in an empty house, things like that, seeing your friends do things without you. But we quite liked what Jade was saying. She said, when I decide to isolate myself, all in my own decisions, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a crux.
It could be the crux, yeah. Often. Is loneliness a choice? Maybe.
I don't think it always is at all.
No.
It's neither. Definitely not always.
Definitely not.
But I
definitely
think the times when it really hurts are when you feel like it's like, right, okay, I'm really lacking a social thing. At the moment, I need to like socially connect with people, all of the stuff, which is just completely a human need.
Mm.
And you think, well, I've distanced myself from everyone. I have done that. And I think that is when it really hurts, because then it becomes almost like a shameful thing. It's your fault and all of that. And I think that is when it is time to bring in some like forgiveness, take the shame out of it.
Totally.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I do think as well, like, especially in 2024, when it's like, oh, if I want to get a hold of you, Jade, I could just hit you up on Instagram straight away. Yeah. And it's like, oh, all of a sudden you've got a message to reply to. That's a lot to ask of a person. It's like, we're really at we're at the mercy of whoever wants to message us at any given moment.
Yeah.
And I feel like just in life, so overwhelming, this life.
Oh God, why is it?
That it kind of comes as no surprise that we would end up doing things that kind of getting into that cycle every now and then of like not getting back to people, pushing people away, doing the whole isolating thing, because keeping up can be really demanding and exhausting. But then I think the shame that comes with that is really it's kind of reductive. Like, it kind of just doesn't it dismisses the reality that we live in this world where you're so up for grabs at any moment.
Yeah.
That it's kind of natural that you would have times where it's the ebb and flow, guys, prepare to diamond.
It is.
There will be times where you're out and about and at everyone's beck and call, and there will be times when you need to be
retreating
and hibernating a little bit. And I think
definitely
giving yourself, like, you don't have to make yourself feel like the biggest piece of shit on earth for not getting back to your friend. It's like, yes, that would be really good if you could like get back to your friends, let them know like you're thinking of them, whatever, like you do prioritize them, etc. Be nice, but also forgive yourself for like not being available
and not in the mood
all the time. It's a lot to ask of just a person, just a girl.
It is. And I think also because it's an overwhelming feeling, it's an absolutely horrific feeling lonely and isolated and all of that. And I think because it is so horrible, the instinct is to be like, as soon as it appears, you almost write off the like every other positive thing. And almost it's like, I have almost like, if I would feel it for an hour of my day, say I start to feel lonely now, it would almost be like, and it's because of my actions for the last month, even 6 months, years, I've done this to myself. And it's like, what?
Whoa.
It's almost like, just because you feel shit right now. It's like, to be honest, sometimes I'm amazed actually at what small level of social interaction fills up my bar, really. Like,
that's not what I thought you were gonna say.
That's kind of how I feel sometimes. It's like, it's not that I need to suddenly go to a huge party and fucking see everyone I know. Oh my god, guys, I'm gonna go mental.
I'm gonna eat never do off the floor.
It's like, never happens. It's actually like, if you go outside, walk your dog, and someone goes, morning, and you go, morning. It's like, oh, okay, actually, that took me up a little bit. And then you phone your friend, or you get a funny text from someone. Someone sends you a meme or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it can be very tiny things that add to your sense of like connectedness in the world. It doesn't, to be honest, even listening to a podcast or like listening to a song that you really connect with, or watching a movie that you really feel like you know and love all those characters that you're really lost in. Loneliness really is just a sense of like, I don't feel connected as a human being in this world. It doesn't have to be that you have a deep convo with your best friend all night long. It actually doesn't really take that.
No.
Sometimes it is very small.
Completely agree with you. I actually think, don't underestimate the power of like those small human interactions, like someone, like the person working at the checkout when you go to the shop and like
never
buy your dinner.
Underestimate these.
That is actually massive. Like even just they're someone huge. Being like, okay, bye, have a nice, oh, that just almost, you know, when life goes a bit off script, like I was saying this, I remember saying this to you before, but like, for example, like working in a cafe, you end up having a certain script that you follow. This is where you blah, 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 amazing, blah, blah, blah. You have the same, it goes without saying, you listen to it, goes without saying.
Yeah, you've got
if we came
you
in
can
and
I
said,
your loyalty card?
Welcome, everybody. There. Exactly, yeah. You know, you have certain scripts that they just end up flowing out of you. And that happens not just when you're working in a cafe, but all the time. Like you go to the supermarket, and if anyone says anything out of the ordinary, which, to be honest, it's any interaction,
just reminds
I think,
you
in a city.
You're humans. It's not an employee and a customer dynamic.
Oh, are those crisps nice? I've been thinking of getting them. Someone said to me the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the real world.
Like, yeah, it's like,
oh my God, nice. I'm a human being. I have to give an opinion on something. Yeah. Ah! And it pulls you out of the thing of, oh, I haven't spoken to anyone this morning yet. I haven't interacted with anyone yet. Like,
yeah.
And I am a real human being on this earth that people can communicate with. And I think if you're living on your own or you've just moved somewhere where you don't know anyone yet, like that sort of thing, it can be really, it can actually do so much for you. Just like getting a smile off someone or getting like a teeny tiny whisper of a conversation from someone.
Do you know, sorry, go on.
No, you go.
No, because mine's kind of, no, go
well,
on.
Mine kind of is too. I thought you were going to say, you're surprised at how little it takes to like get a friendship or a conversation back on track. So like, you know, when you've been isolated or like you haven't got back, oh, I've been really shit with messaging. Oh shit, I was supposed to see you. And then our plans didn't work out. Oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't take much. And if you've been isolating yourself and you've been in a bit of a rut recently, I'm always surprised at how little it takes for you to just literally send a little message or a sentence or two or just a little voice note or a little something to say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been dealing with X, Y, and Z. I've been so busy with X, Y, and Z. I've been feeling A, B, and C. Really
Shall
miss you.
Shall we go and do this?
Let's go and do this. I've been thinking of you. Whatever. Just sometimes like the smallest, hi, little wave from somebody. Just bring, like, everyone just wants to, like, hear that you're all right and that they're thinking, you know, you were thinking of each other and, do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be this huge thing of, like, I didn't go to the thing and now they're not going to want to be anymore.
It really doesn't need to be that.
They do still want to be your friend anymore, I promise. Like, you're not the most evil piece of shit on the planet because you didn't reply to a text or you didn't go out that time or, like, you've just been hibernating, like, I promise it's okay. And I feel like that's something I'm surprised by, or like that's been a nice lesson over the past like 5 years, is that when you just say, oh my God, shit, I've been so prioritized with X, Y, and Z that I didn't get back to you, and I'm so sorry that I've been a dick, and people are okay with that.
They are. If they're not a dick, they're okay with it.
Yeah. Because like, they're doing the same thing too.
Definitely. I think it's like, just text someone that, either one of your friends, someone random, whatever, someone that you're thinking of. And I think it is actually quite surprising sometimes what comes back.
I agree.
I hold this so fucking true in my life. I've experienced it to be true over and over and over again. You do not know what will happen. Mm-hmm. You have got no clue what will happen in your life. That, like, you can have any plan or you can have any sort of bias towards thinking something, you have no idea. Often the opposite will be true. If you identify, oh, I'm lonely at the moment, I'm lonely, blah, 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 you're stuck in that rut. If you could text someone something, one of your friends, they'll be, oh, I'm actually having a dinner party tomorrow, do you want to come? Or you bump into someone at the fucking shops, oh yeah, I haven't seen you in ages, are you free actually tomorrow? Because I'm doing that. You never know.
No, you never know. And also, you never know what other people are thinking. Like, I think we get quite assumptuous of like, oh, they mean more to me than I mean to them. Yeah, they hate me now. Or I was really annoying the last time I saw them and blah, blah, blah. And you just actually don't, like, you need to humble yourself a little bit. You don't know what other people are thinking. And you don't know what other people are thinking about you most of the time. Because you will have this bias that's so, like, critical of yourself. Also, I know I said this to you, but I don't think I ever said it publicly. But the nicest thing happened, like a couple months ago now, I was on the train. I did tell you about this because
oh my God, yes,
like,
have you
literally
kept this going?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, we have awareness of each other. But you know, you never know. We introduced the idea that it could go. But yeah. Anyway, so what happened was I was on the train with my dog. I don't know where I was going or why or when, but I was on the train with my dog. And I had kind of like, not the carriage to myself. No, that's not fair to say. But there were a few people in there with me.
They were invisible. They're irrelevant.
And not relevant to the story. This girl, beautiful girl, in fact, got on the train and sat right down next to me in the seat next to me. And I looked around the carriage and I thought, that's peculiar because there are a lot of seats here up for grabs. Mm. And it's intriguing to me that a girl of your manner, just you know, beautiful girl as they exist in the world, would come and sit next to me. What's your intention, young lady? What's going on here? Yeah, what an honour, actually. And I think my dog was kind of attracting
her. You've got an adorable little dog there.
It's the little dog. He drew her in, I get it. But we had the nicest conversation and we were talking and I thought, God, we're going stop after stop. We were actually getting off at the same stop. Stops were passing. I thought, God, I'm going to take my other AirPod out because
that's a bold move on public transport.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And at the end of the thing, when we got off, it was like, we had a little hug and it was like, oh, social media, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And we exchanged and it was like, I've actually just had a nice conversation with a stranger. That is so fucking weird. Like,
rare.
With a girl, I feel like is different like that. I feel like...
Completely agree.
I meet girls, like, over time. Like, it will be, like, we go to the same thing or, like, we do the same... And then it's like, oh, okay, we're wearing down on each other sort of thing.
It's kind of... But I do think... Through, like, shared proximity... That you kind of
shared people as well.
We're just obviously we're friends now.
Yeah. Or like, oh, that's a friend of a friend. Oh, now they become your friend.
Yeah.
But I think as you get older and like if you're not at uni anymore, and if you're not maybe working in like an office or whatever, or like you're working with people who are not maybe in your typical demographic for friends, I think that's so great because I think it's actually really important to keep a few people around you who are like from a different generation and from a different area of life or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think if you're looking for more like-minded people in life, I feel like something I've learned so much over the past few years is just how easy it is to like put yourself out there and just be nice to people and just see how you feel in conversation with someone. Definitely. I know it's like, it actually feels mental to do.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
But it really is like... It's almost like it's embarrassing to pretend that you don't want to make friends here, guys. It's embarrassing. Like, we're being embarrassing on this planet to pretend
that... It's not embarrassing.
But it's not embarrassing.
No.
And I'm all the time... Not all the time, but I often will say to people, why are we not friends? Let's be friends. Like, oh my God, hi. Let's be friends.
Yeah, and it depends.
You can tell when you're vibing
with someone, for sure.
And I think sometimes as well you get yourself into that awkward thing of like, oh, I can see, you know, this is a hot day we're having. We're both having a good time.
Connecting on a level.
Yeah, something's happening here and we're both, going to be too awkward to be like, oh, let me get your Instagram, let me get your number. Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, why don't we go to that together? That sort of thing. But it's like, just 100%, life is so, guys, life is so short and I promise you, no one gives a fuck. No one gives a shit.
Worst case scenario,
it doesn't happen or they say no. Big deal. So then they're an asshole. Or they're not relevant to you.
You say to someone, can I get your Instagram? They go, I don't really have Instagram. They say that they'll lie. And then move on.
Big deal. And you move the fuck on. You move the fuck on. But there are so many people out there that they're going to make you laugh and stuff. Why would you deny that for yourself?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away.
Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay. Oh, go on, you go. I can see the look in your eye.
No, I just think it's a you're right with like the small thing that it takes to renew a relationship or like form a new one. And I also think like if connection is the thing that is like fundamental in life, one of the things, I don't know what they'll probably be, like safety, connection, and probably something else.
Kind of depends fuel, who you ask.
Fuel. Heat, and oxygen to make a flame. If those are the fundamental things, you need connection in your life. Sometimes it's a very small thing. Like when I made the decision to join the community cafe thing that I do, such a random decision, tiny thing, but I have literally got an entire network of people that I didn't know at all.
Yeah.
I had no idea who any of these, I've been living in this town, I was born in this town. I came back and I thought, oh my God, I don't, all my friends have moved on. They don't live here anymore. What can I do? Or some of them do. But what can I do? I need like a, I need a thing to,
life.
You know, you need these things. And I have people that are 85 years old that are giving me a knitting lesson in a week. I have middle-aged women that I'm friends with, 14-year-old boys. Like they are genuinely of all the spectrums of life. And 80-year-old men that come in and buy coffee from me that I know now and all of this stuff. And it is actually, I think, so essential. And that wasn't in the obvious place to look. Like, it's not the obvious decision to go and do something like that. It's not always in the place that almost makes sense for you. But I think there are little hubs of community all over the planet, to be honest, and those are amazing places to go. Like, they are, if you look for them, you will find them, whether it's like a fucking drama club, like a cooking thing, like running, whatever you like, there will be hubs of these things, and they are kind of hotbeds of community and like connection and like doing good things for people. It's actually insane the like quality of life that has given me. And I really highly recommend seeking them out.
I think that is the one of the biggest, like, underline because as well, because it kind of subverts that like conventional idea, kind of the idea as well that we've been like indoctrinated into of like, this is who you make friends with. Everyone is born in the same year. Everyone in the same year group. Oh, you're all collected together. Everyone from the same kind of social class and background. Oh, you have the same opinions.
The same gender. You've same been gender, born in the same everything. Year. You're the same gender. You're kind of also
you like the same clothes.
Is like you're the same kind of section of like intelligence and looks as your friends. It's just there's so many things that are narrowing down who you kind of should be friends with.
And that's why as well, like those people who it's like, yeah, your best friend isn't going to necessarily be like the 80-year-old man who buys the coffee from you.
And that might be weird.
But that's the stuff that's real. That's the stuff that cuts through. For example, all of the messages saying, oh, what makes me feel lonely is fucking FOMO and being sat at home on my phone when I see everyone on social media and everyone from my friend group out and about doing things and I'm on my own.
Yeah.
That's the real shit that it's like, yeah, no, it's not aesthetic to have a kind of a WhatsApp group with like the kind of 40-year-old mum who works in the office and then the guy who's the admin guy, all of it, like, it's not aesthetic.
Life is not aesthetic,
but it's important to like surround yourself with weird, strange, unconventional, ridiculous, fun and stupid people. It's so important for us to all be human beings on this dumb, weird planet together. And also...
Oh no, have you forgotten it?
Is there? It's just...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just teasing me.
Let's sit with it.
It's just keeping me on my toes.
Yeah.
Hmm. And also, I really do think, and this might be like annoying for me to say, because I think when you're feeling really isolated and really lonely, this is just going to be annoying to listen to. But I do think it's, I mean it as a compliment,
believe it or not.
I think if you're, I do think like you'll be given in life what you need. So, for example, when you were looking for that, like something just to kind of spruce up your life and just kind of give you a new perspective, whatever, shake things up a little bit, and you started. Yeah, something different, and you worked at the cafe and you're still working at the cafe and it's fun and it brought you like new relationships, a new routine, new structure. It did exactly what you wanted.
New kind of
new role, everything.
New skills, like different life experience, not online.
It opened your
real
life.
Real world.
Yeah, real world, and it opened you up to new experiences, new things, whatever. It was something you needed and life gave it to you kind of at the proper moment as well. It's like you wouldn't have had that last year. Like, it just wouldn't have happened in the same way. Yeah, just completely different, but so right. And almost like something that doesn't necessarily fit. It doesn't always fit your plan or like your desires.
But I think that's the thing that was so interesting about it, that, and people are shocked when I say that I do it. Like, the podcast is going well. I'll say that. The podcast is a good thing. It's going well for us. I don't need necessarily to be working. Washing up. I don't need to be doing that, like, monetary wise, thank God, at the moment. I just don't. But and there'll be many points where I have needed to,
many times,
like,
that
it doesn't necessarily fit the script to be going to that amazing Spotify Wrapped thing and then the next day getting up early and like fucking
scraping
opening up
scraps,
a cafe, like it doesn't make sense, really. And a lot of people that I've spoken to are like, why are you doing that? Like,
because
what,
life isn't binary.
What is that? But
life,
I think,
isn't one thing.
But I think that was one of the things that I really had to think to myself of, like, why is that drawing me? Like, it kind of goes off track to a load of stuff I'm doing, but I also just think,
I think it's
so,
so
important. And the fact that it's questioned makes me want to do it.
Makes it even,
even
more important.
Right now.
Uh-huh. Because it doesn't
it really
fit
hurt my back.
Like,
I'm working tomorrow, thank God.
Yeah, prison can't say. But I think that is why it's important, because it doesn't fit that prescriptive idea of like roles and success. And I think as well, like, it was something that you were toying with, I think, when you left London, was like the awareness of, what am I doing? Where am I going?
Yeah.
And like, what are my values, like, as a human being? Like, what am I prioritizing? Because I think you are someone who fights against ideals and like kind of rules and stuff. And I feel like, no, but it's true. I think
a rebel.
I literally think, took the words right out of my mouth, I honestly think like you doing this is just one of the ways that you like rebel against what is encouraged of you, like, as a young woman. It's so important.
So
I think real world stuff, when you're in it, you would look back and be like, oh Jesus, I was really in a bubble.
I think you realize, actually,
you're making your life so much smaller, I think.
Yeah, but I even think this
by
when I see you, like, whenever we hang out, with anyone, when you're in a conversation with your friends, you realize that there is no substitute for really being in the room with your friend and laughing all the stuff. So much of what we do, and we're speaking right now through a laptop, and I feel like I'm with you, but whenever I'm with
it's
you
different.
I'm like, God, you don't realize what is missing from something
until you're in it.
Like, oh yeah, that was missing, or like, not even missing, but that
is also good.
It's
important.
It's really, actually.
I was laughing this morning. I was up at 4 a.m. and I couldn't get back to sleep. And then I was like, laughing to myself about Steffi and I when we went to Thorpe Park. Thank you so much that you took me to Thorpe Park for my birthday.
Oh, it was delightful.
Friday.
And I really want to go have you seen there's a Universal being built in England?
Yes.
And we should go
to
that
one.
It's built 100%. In like 2035 when that's done.
Well, first in line, in fact.
Yeah, we'll be there. We maybe could work as the characters or something like that.
I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Fucking anything.
I'll do anything.
But I was really laughing to myself last night thinking about us. It was like the end of the day. Like, it was literally pitch black. Everyone's cold. Everyone's going home. And we were on Tidal Wave just going round. And we said, can we go round again? And it was like us just completely soaked on like this log ride. Would you call it a log ride in a different country?
It's kind of the biggest wave you've ever seen, hence the name Tidal Wave.
It's like a slow motion wave of water
that just
coming
floods
at you.
It's insane.
Punches you in the face.
I was shocked, actually, because it's a ride that I've been on so many times in my life. But when we went on it those two or three times, how many times we went round on it, I was shocked with how big the wave
was.
We
were absolutely soaked. And I had the genius idea of asking the woman who was cleaning the toilet in Thorpe Park so kindly to give us some of those plastic bags that she
bin
was
bags.
Using, the bin bags, the bin liners, to put our wet clothes to change into. And I used that. I was walking around on the fucking station, the train stations, with this big bag, this big bin bag of all my
wet
clothes.
Wet knickers.
And literally, and I sat on the train on my own. Why am I always on the train? Sat on the train on my own with this bin bag bundled up, and I was laying across the seats using it as a fucking pillow, a wet bin bag full of like dirty wet clothes.
But it's necessary.
Insane.
It was.
But
necessary.
We had the best time.
But we also had a bit of a weird dynamic with the guy. It was like a fucking 16-year-old boy running the ride, and he was like, we were like, where's the best place? Because we were put this into context. We were the only people on the ride.
Yeah. Also, kind of begging them to let us on. We were like, is it okay if we go on this ride? Like, it wasn't running. And we were
please, can we go
on?
And we were like, the little kid, we were like, please, where's the best place to sit to get the least wet? And
so
we said,
weird.
Go at the front. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And I was like, you're sabotaging us. I know it. And we had like a bit of a weird sort of shtick with him.
We did, yeah.
And we went on, obviously got soaked. Ourselves. And then we came back soaked. And we were like, you betrayed us. And then we went at the back. And we did see that he was right.
We got even more soaked.
The front is the right place to sit, by the way, guys.
One last thing, because I saw this like response on Instagram, and I thought it was so good, like so true, so accurate, of when you're feeling lonely. Someone said, when I feel like shit and no one like notices or asks me about it, and then put in brackets, it's because I'm bad at communicating it. And it's so true that feeling is so isolating. Like, essentially, when you need something from your community, and for whatever reason, you can't articulate what it is that you need, but that lack of... almost like you're not being seen by them is so painful, even though we could so easily fix it by literally just saying, hey Seffy, I need this from you. Do you know what I mean? But it's like,
it's the hardest
why am I putting
world.
You through this test of I need Seffy to notice that I'm not feeling good before
that
I say
that is the trick. That is I'm putting in my
bad.
Fingers in a cross X,
yeah
X,
don't
X.
do that
no
don't set Honestly, you think as well you're setting them up for failure. You're actually just setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for feeling shit.
That is one of the things. So, have you ever listened to Esther Perel?
No, never.
She is a relationships... She's a like a council... What's it called? Couples therapist. Sort of
She's
vibe.
The world's first relationships couples
therapist.
Council therapist.
She's probably the world's leading, I would say.
Oh, wow.
She's really super successful. And she has like a show. I don't know what it's called. Can't remember. Probably called
Good
like Couples
her.
Therapy.
Congratulations.
I think it's and she's also got a podcast. And she was also on Diary of a CEO recently.
Wow.
But I'm kind of interested in her
the
take
world.
Sometimes. I think she's got a good insight because she's... an amazing
she's seen
couples
it all.
Therapist.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that I don't even know if she has said this, but I think I
That's what
imagine
you
that to come up so much in couples therapy that it's like, because it's such a thing in relationships that it's like, I want you to just do it without me asking.
Yes.
I just want you to know how I'm feeling. Like, how are you? I'm fine. And I think she was talking about something like, I don't really know why I brought her up, actually, but I definitely heard it from her, but I have no quotes
from
her.
No, I'm here from it. Yeah.
But go and listen to her. She's great.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that's so something that would come up in couples therapy of, like, you expect someone to know something about you because you feel close with them. But especially when you're bringing gender into things, there are certain things that are just not going to be in people's minds. Like, I could not get a man to think... in the way that I think, well, I just want you to know that I feel like this. It's like, but you would never even begin to think like that. Like, you would have to really put yourself in my shoes. It's like, actually, I think there's such an importance of not building up that resentment of, like, they didn't notice that. and they didn't notice that.
Yeah.
And they're not picking up on that. It's like, why don't we just talk? I think when you feel yourself doing that, and one thing that one of my friends once told me they were doing this, and I immediately was like, don't do that. They had were in a bit of a shitty thing with one of their friends. And if this is you doing this right now, Harrod, speak directly to you.
Oh.
One of their friends hadn't reached out to them in a while. And they were I'm just going to leave it and see how long it takes. I'm not going to message them. I'm just going to see how long until they message me.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that would be an interesting thing to do if it was someone you're dating, maybe to see how interested they are in you. But I'd also say just fucking communicate. But when it comes to friendship especially, I think, what game are we playing?
What game is that? I think as well, when you're invested in a relationship, if it's a friendship, relationship, whatever it is, you're invested in something, and I say this all the time, and it's relevant for me and you, and it's relevant for like every relationship that I value in my life. If I'm with you, right, Seffi and Wing, okay, I'm mm-hmm. with you, we're friends, we're podcast
so extraordinaires.
Extraordinaires, yeah. Masters of the field, if you will. Yeah. we're a force to be reckoned with.
Mm.
So Seven Wing, right? We're on a team. That's how I see it anyway.
Yeah.
We are on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A team. This relationship to me is the priority. It's the most important thing.
Yeah.
So if something were to come up, it is not me versus you fighting it out, fight, fight, fight.
No,
it's me
no.
and you versus the issue that we are fighting to solve. And I think if you are invested in someone, your relationship is important to you, seeing that other person as your team member, and there will be times where, like, you're fucking human and you get annoyed and you snap or, like, whatever, you fight them.
Oh, you will.
Maybe not physically, but, yeah, like, something
comes
up.
There will be many points.
Yeah, there will be points where you lose sight of that. But I think trying to keep sight of the fact that you are never fighting them, you are both a team and you're fighting whatever issue it is that's come up that you're trying to solve. It's you two together as a team. Until it isn't, for example, if you're in a romantic relationship that isn't serving you, et cetera, goes without saying.
Yeah.
But I think knowing that you are connected and invested in something, that's the most important thing.
Definitely. And the feeling that you're trying
and you're wasting
to get,
your
I
own
think,
time
those...
playing games.
Yeah, like some in those things usually it's like, I want to prove that I'm right, I want to just prove that I'm right. But actually, has it ever happened to you, and I'm sure it has, where you've been battling out to be the person that's in the right, and you are in the right, and that's acknowledged, and it's like, it doesn't really feel that good. Like, now the person that I love and value, all that stuff, is in the wrong, and I'm in the right, and they've wronged me or whatever, and they've apologized.
And now what?
It's okay, was that really worth all of that? Rather than just, like, acknowledging what's actually going on here, it's like, we both really care about each other, and it doesn't really matter who's right and wrong, because we're both human, and we all make mistakes, all this stuff, and we're trying to work to, like, build our relationship again, or recover from that, like, hiccup or whatever it was, and just, like, grow stronger.
Yeah.
But being right often doesn't
that's the least
that
of
good.
Our worries, guys. That's the least of your worries.
Doesn't really matter.
Don't worry about it.
Being
what does
right
that even mean?
And what?
No, literally, and what?
And what?
Oh, God, it hurts. But I think trying to keep sight of that, you know, when people are like, relationships take work. It's like, no, that's the kind of work that I think is important, of, like, trying to keep sight of what's important to you, and, like, I think the vulnerability of, like, how you actually feel in a situation, trying to hold that awareness of, like, oh, I'm putting you down, but actually I'm, for example, just hungry. Oops.
Yeah,
like, that sort of thing.
It's, I'm, like, tired.
And having the awareness of that.
My bra's too tight.
Yeah, it's like, that was so soon. I'm just a girl.
There are many things that are actually the
issue. It could be going wrong. Yeah. And it's human to lose sight of that and like get angry and be snappy and just be shit sometimes. But I think trying as much as possible to like keep that awareness of what are we actually fucking fighting for?
Yeah.
Is so important.
And on that note,
wow.
What an amazing episode.
What an amazing episode.
Great episode, thanks though, I must say. Congratulations on that.
Congratulations.
Well done. Congratulations for getting through it, Harry. That was
well
amazing.
Well done, guys. Harry, I now speak directly to you.
If you're feeling lonely, we love you. We're sending love. We're sending good vibes.
Oh, God. So much. If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Assume the worst.